You know, I'm not sure if you actually heard the intro announcement from the last time, but this is the official one. We're going to start the broadcast right now. Okay, first on the line we have Aaron, and he's going to open up the whole show for us. He's going to kick it off for us, and you know how we do that because, you know, he's my boy right there. So we're going to give Aaron a call, and we're going to see what's going on in the world of Aaron. And let's see if we can just get his number up there. All right, this is the first night with a new complex setup, so hopefully it's not too bad. See if we can get that working.
Hello?
Hey, Aaron.
Hello, Brian. I need your phone call.
All right. Actually, can you hear me? All right, cool.
I can hear you on my phone, but the radio's like, I don't know, it's being weird.
I know. I'm getting some complaints. I know you like to say no complaints, but
I mean, seriously, Brian, you're messing me up. I mean, I wasn't going to mention it, but I got... I got four complaints, man. I mean, this is breaking my policy and no complaints.
Oh, man.
No complaints.
That must annoy you on a multitude of levels.
Oh, you know. It annoys me beyond belief. Like, I'm not even going to joke. Like, it seriously bothers me, Brian. Four complaints? Those are the first four complaints I've ever gotten, minus the petition or something like that. But these are the first four complaints I've ever gotten.
Man, you're going.
We're not even going to talk about the other thing, but four complaints, Brian.
Four of them.
For those of us who are, you know. Yeah, but four complaints.
All right, well, we're going to try to decrease that number just a little bit. And speaking of numbers, oh, I like that transition. Do you have some stats for us?
Thank God I'm not paying you for that one.
Do you have some stats for us about the new board? I mean, how's the membership thing looking so far?
Can you really pretend like you care tonight?
I think it should be required to learn how to talk before I go on the radio, and then maybe that would work. I don't know. So, anyway, how's our board looking? How's our board looking now?
Well, you know, we've gotten 55 new registrations since we spoke last week, and a lot more posts, and no complaints. Actually, we didn't get a couple of complaints, but we handled that in
we
a
did.
Nice, orderly way, not real. But we have some people who just don't get it.
Yeah.
Like, I'm all for having everyone, you know, freedom of speech,
yeah.
But some people who, you know, don't believe me when I say Jersey sucks need to just get their head on. Just need to get that, you know, out on the table, being honest.
Yep.
But some people like that who are currently in Florida. So, you know, what am I going to say?
Whatever you want to say, man. It's your board.
No, not whatever I want to say. That's why I get fired.
Oh, man. Hey, this week we're going to have to fire somebody.
Well, you know, we're not going to. We are not going to, because everyone deserves a second chance.
Everyone deserves a second.
Even state deserves a second chance.
Oh.
Well, maybe that's pushing it.
I'm not going to argue with that right there.
Good. We've got to stay focused and keep our goal with no complaints, Brian. Not one.
Not one.
I'm even getting complaints from Massachusetts. I mean, come on.
Come on.
This is the problem when I'm getting complaints from Massachusetts. Okay?
That is a problem.
You know that's when we got a problem going on. First of all, no complaints. Let's put the case section is perfect tonight.
Oh, my God. You're right. That's absolutely big news. You want to kick that off? You want me to do it?
Well, I don't know. Maybe you should just do it because, you know, I quite personally think that case, you know, she waited too long when I said Sunday, but, you know, we'll let it go. We're going to let it go?
All right, I'm going to put a filter on right now, and I'm going to do a little bit of an announcement, right? Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, all showbiz... I knew I would screw that up, but that's okay. And I'll keep talking with the filter. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, kids of all ages. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, kids of all ages, please welcome and direct your attention to Kate's wonderful fan section, premiering tonight on showbizpizza.com. Hey, not too bad, huh? I think
I am so going to get a complaint. I know it's going to call the complaint.
I think we'll use take two on that one. How's that sound?
Perfect.
However, there is a time tonight where people will not get a second chance, and that is our new segment called Ask a Cast Member.
Oh, I'm so excited about that. I am so excited about that.
Which you should be.
That was the best idea you ever had.
Because the questions were actually written by you, Quizmaster Aaron.
Oh, I wonder why those questions are so good. I mean, I seriously blow myself away sometimes.
I knew they were good, but damn. Oh, man.
I did
what
great job on that. I seriously did awesome.
You did awesome. And we're going to hear those questions. What do we have, like 10 questions tonight? We're going to call a few cast members. We may need some more questions. We have easy, medium, and hard questions. And we're going to ask actual Chuck E. Cheese cast members. We're going to use members from our actual board tonight. But once we run out of people to ask questions to, we're going to call real Chuck E. Cheese stores. Just like impromptu, and just see what they know. See if they know their standards. See if they know.
Just in your favor, just don't call any store from New Jersey, because, you know, yeah.
Actually, I think we might have to. We'll call your home store first.
Oh, no. Why don't you call Union? Yeah.
All right. Wait, is that Missy's store?
No. She's in Princeton, but right. Union is where one of my favorite managers is, Winkler.
Oh, right.
Well, yeah.
We're going to call him. We're going to definitely call him.
Yeah, you know, let's step on his standard. the reflection of perfection. Yeah.
Maybe we can get him to take, like, another dive over the counter or something, but...
That's the best story ever. I seriously should have videotaped it for, like, 5 years old video, and I would have had $10,000 that I could have donated to showbizpizza.com, but no! He just had to only do it once.
That sounded hilarious, man. For those who don't know, the district manager, he was sitting... Or wait, I think I'm confusing two stories. You want to tell him? Because I...
All right. So
you know my bad memory.
Somewhere in the Jersey area. And so the phone rang, and he's talking to, you know, district manager, the district manager, whatever. Phone rings, he starts jumping up and down. He gets all excited and everything. He's like, oh, yes, I'm going to answer this phone. I'm going to blow everyone away. Now the phone is like, and like the phone is under the counter. So, you know, and he's over, and, you know, he's over on the balcony. So he goes running, you know, he hops up on the counter to answer the phone, but he kind of had more weight than what he was thinking. And
yeah.
He flies completely over the counter and lands flat on his
All right, I know it may be a little bit difficult to hear over the phone for our listeners, so what he's trying to say is he tried to answer the phone, he jumped over the counter, but he slid off and crashed on the ground, so that's just not only unprofessional, but just goofy as hell, so.
And Brian, who was on the phone?
You're on the phone.
Who was on the phone when he jumped over the counter?
Oh, did. Okay. I believe it was the district manager, am I correct?
Why, yes, it was.
Yay!
Never do that again.
No, that's my classic trademark line. Yay!
Try it in Spanish. But I'm gonna get a complaint for that one too.
Oh man.
Oh, Brian, the public are no complaints tonight. You know, seriously, in between you, me, and Kate, we should have, you know, no complaints about anything going on tonight, except for the chat room that's nowhere near ready.
No, hey, Aaron.
What?
Danny E. just gave me a direct link, or his phone number, to his local Chuck E. Cheese, so I think that's going to have to be the first store that we call, so, I mean, why not? Gotta do it.
Danny gave you the link? I mean...
The number.
Phone number?
Yeah, the direct number to a store. So we got a...
Oh, here you go. Direct store number, Danny. That's awesome. Thanks for you, Danny, right there. Thanks. We're going to send you a... Well, we'll send you something. We will send you something.
You know, we got to keep an eye on these standards because I've been hearing this stuff, and standards have been slipping, apparently. Because, I mean, the company's not making a lot of money. Everybody's grumpy. I don't know what's going on. What's up, man?
Well, you know, speaking of standards, I did call your home store last night, and the phone rang 9 times.
Hey, I wasn't even there, so I'm not in charge of anything while I'm not there, so, you know me.
Speaking of standards, Brian, maybe we need to call your store.
Please, actually, that's not a bad idea. I think I'm going to call my home store after we get done with the Ask a Cast members for whatever we're doing here tonight. I'll get my Team 2 book, and I'll just get some questions out of there. I'm going to ask anybody, see if they know what's going on. And if they don't, you're fired.
Everyone deserves a second chance.
All right, I guess you're right. All right, everybody does deserve a second chance here on Radio Showbiz Live. Radio Showbiz Live. That was pretty cool. And that was live. Live. All right, so, hey, do you want to get somebody on the phone for this first link? I want, who do you want to be first up for Ask a Cast Member? Since, I mean, you wrote the questions. Who do you want first?
I think we should start with Franchise.
Franchisey. All right, we're going to do it. First up is Franchise, Matt the Franchise. So we're going to give him a call in just a minute. We're going to play another song for you, and we'll be right back after this fine commercial break. So anything to say to our members before we kick it off, Aaron?
No complaints, everybody. No complaints. Absolutely no complaints.
Yeah. No complaints. You hear that? We hear one complaint, you're fired. All right. Thanks for listening. Thanks for listening to Radio Showbiz. We're going to start it off with America. What else? You like that song, Aaron? I love that song.
Some people might not.
From the summer, show. America, we got to dedicate this to our wonderful country. Here we go. And we're going to start it off with America.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, it's the moment you've all been waiting for. Chuck E. Cheese is in the house, and he's going to sing and dance just for you. And now, here he is, that magical, musical mouse, Chuck E. Cheese.
America, America, from sea to shining sea. I'd rather be America. I love this country. Oh, beautiful, boy, spacious skies, forever waves of rain. Oh, purple mountain majesties above.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Yeah! Hey.
America, America, it's home to you and me. America, America. shining sea. America, America, there's no place I'd rather be.
America! Yeah! Oh, wow, that was great! Thanks for singing along, everybody. We'll see you later.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Radio Showbiz Live. It appears that we have many members of the board on just listening right now. So, give a shout out to What Up, everybody, from the ShowbizPizza.com board. All right. Here's our famous first-time segment we're going to call Ask a Cast Member. I don't know if he's listening or not right now, but Franchise, Matt the Franchise, is going to be first up. We're going to test him because he just got his team, too, so we're going to see if he really knows his standards or see what's up. Because, I mean, he just took the test. It should be fresh in his head. If you're listening, we're coming for you, buddy. Here we go. We're going to give him a call right now. All right. And, of course, the ringback tone, of course. All right. Just hang on a second, folks. I wasn't expecting that. What you know about that? What you know about that? Matt the Franchise.
What is up, dude?
What up, buddy? Hey, you're first on our list for Ask a Cast Member tonight. Are you ready?
I'm ready. I've been listening. I'm ready.
Oh, you're listening?
I'm
ready. Awesome, man. So we're coming for you, buddy. We got you, all right?
What's that?
Hey, we got you, all right? You're first on our list, right?
Alrighty.
You sound nervous,
I'm
but
I'm a little nervous here.
I know. You sound nervous, but just breathe in. Breathe out. Breathe in. Breathe out.
Okay.
You calm now? Because I'm sure calm now. I don't know if you are, because I'm the one asking the questions. I have the answers right here. I don't got to worry about it. But here we go. You ready?
I'm ready, dude. Let's do this.
All right. Do you know how to handle a guest complaint?
Yep, I certainly do.
All right. Let me know, Franchise.
You slam them.
All right. And what does slam stand for? Perfect. All right. In case you didn't hear that, I think the phone broke up a little bit. He said slam them. You don't deck them in the mouth or anything, but that's what the company calls our little complaint procedure. You smile, listen, apologize, and then get a manager if necessary. And then...
Absolutely.
Awesome, man. Hey, you're doing great so far. Let's try to keep it up, all right?
All right.
All right. This one's kind of hard, so I don't know. It's not really a standard, but it's just to see if you were paying attention to the newsletter. All right. The January 2007 show is under warranty until when?
I believe I think a week or a couple of days after the show.
It actually, definitely, it is a week, but do you know which day for the January 2007 show?
Okay, we got on the week, I'm trying to think.
Like the official date that the company gave.
And the one thing I know about all the damn shows, we haven't seen it.
It's cool, man. It's cool. Actually, the answer...
I'm going to pick a day here. I'm going to say January 5th.
Oh, wait. All right, Mr. No Complaints. Actually, the question says January 2007, but he actually meant to write the April 2007. So I'm sorry. The question is the April 2007 show is under warranty until when?
Oh, okay.
Mr. Aaron No Complaints wrote the question wrong. You fired!
Oh, man.
So sorry. The question is the April 2007 show is under warranty until when?
I'm gonna go on a limb here and say April 8th.
It's actually today.
Huh?
It's actually today, April 11th.
Damn.
So I mean.
I get that one.
Oh, that's cool, man. Because, I mean, it's not really a standard. It's just to see if you're paying attention to the newsletter.
Oh.
So, I mean,
man.
So if any of our Studio C listeners are out there, your DVDs, the warranty expires today. So, I mean, if you don't have it and it's not working, you're screwed. Unless, I mean, you got to buy it.
Speaking of the April show, I'm actually watching it right now. I actually filmed the show a couple days ago.
Oh, man.
From the corporate store a couple days ago. So, I'm watching that right now. I'm sure it's working, right?
Nice. Hey, man, I got another question for you, all right?
Bring it on.
All right, on Thanksgiving... Or actually, true or false, on Thanksgiving, hourly managers receive time and a half. True or false? Got a 50-50 chance.
For Thanksgiving?
Yes.
It's, I have to say, it's a work on Thanksgiving?
Yes, sir.
I thought Thanksgiving was a vote.
So, would it be true or false?
I have to say false, man.
All right, good, because...
Those days.
It was kind of a tricky question, but I mean, you got it. Good job. And actually, hold on. Yeah. Let me see if I got a sound effect. I don't? Oh, wonderful. Sorry, man. Maybe next time. All right, let's see. This is kind of simple, but an overlooked one. How many white balloons for the birthday kids are required at Kid Check at all times?
Oh, man, I know all about this one. I'm Mr. Kid Check at our store, and that's five.
Oh, ding, ding, ding. I don't have a ding, ding, ding sound effect, but you got that right, buddy. All right, let's see if I can get one more. I got to make a fool out of somebody else. Let's see. All right, I just got a text from Aaron, and he apologizes for the mix-up, but... Yeah, but he blamed it on me. I guess it's my fault, too. All right, anyway, we're going to go on to the next question. Every Chuck E. Cheese's has a break area, true or false?
I'd have to say, this one's hard. But I know our store has one.
Mine does, too.
I have to say true.
And that's the end of our franchisee time. All right, thanks, man. Hey, thanks for playing, all right?
No problem, man. I'll call later.
Hey, all right, if it was up to you, who do you think we should call next?
All right, who's on the list? Is there a list of people?
I'm kind of thinking it's between Matt Hat and Jeff.
Oh, we got to call Mr. Catboy.
All right, I think we're going to do that. We're going to go ahead and call Jeff, see if he knows his standards. But we're going to take a quick break. I'm going to take a quick break, play another song. Hey, what's your favorite live show?
Oh, let's see. That's a toughie, man, because I got a bunch. But you know what? Let's go ahead and go with my favorite.
All right.
Of the new live show. Well, it's kind of new. It just came back, actually. How about the Hokey Pokey, man?
The Hokey Pokey? That sounds good to me. That sounds actually really good to me.
That's actually one of my favorite live shows now, road shows or whatever you
want to
call
it. Yeah, road show. Technically a road show, but I mean, if you can get the audience involved, I mean, whatever, it's fun.
Yeah.
So, all right.
I know how to hotwire the show to make that work.
Yeah! I do. All right, man. On the request of Franchise, Matt the Franchise, he only got one question wrong, so apparently he knows his standards. All right, we're going to go ahead and go ahead with Matt the Franchise's favorite road show, the Hokey Pokey. Talk to you later, man. Peace.
Later.